Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Carolina doesn't have enough to buy back Lubin? This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. We all know the transfer portal is nuts, but this makes no sense at all. Then Alan Lubin, who stayed in the portal long enough to flip from Carolina to NC State? Huh? Dontrezl Styles did that a couple of years ago, but he was a deep reserve in Chapel Hill. You mean Lubin is good enough to get more minutes from the Wolfpack's new coach Will Wade than from Hubert Davis? So it must be about money, right? Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina published a story this week that reported UNC has about $14 million in its basketball bank account heading into revenue sharing from the infamous lawsuit about to be approved, and NIL is still part of recruiting. Will Lubin get more playing time at State than he would have by resuming the great finish he had last season when he wound up the Tar Heels' leading rebounder with 5.5 a game? Yes, the Heels have signed 6'11 transfers Henri Vissar from Arizona and Jaron Stevenson from Alabama. Neither played the minutes, averaged the points, or grabbed the rebounds Lubin did. Freshman Caleb Wilson is a 5-star 6'9 forward with uber talent, but he was not to be Lubin's competition in the post. The Tar Heels have two returning lettermen in starter Seth Trimble and reserve center James Brown, plus maybe Zayden High if he rejoins the team after his suspension. Would Lubin, at worst, not be the third postman besides Vissar and Stevenson? Lubin said he was entering the transfer portal with the intention of returning to UNC for his senior year and maybe to check out what might be available in revenue sharing. Whatever Hubert and Jim Tanner offered him to come back, it wasn't enough to play for a totally rebuilding program in Raleigh. Most of all, it looks bad. Lubin was a favorite of Tar Heel fans, who played bigger than his 6'8 size and established himself as a low post and pick and roll scorer as last season developed. Did he succumb to making considerably more money from the smooth talking Wade, who has promised a reckoning with his new program and mostly signed transfers outside the top 100? What hurts most is Carolina letting Lubin go without fighting for his return. With the reported $14 million, there had to be enough in the coffers to keep him and rotate with the two bigs, especially since Stevenson loves shooting the three ball. And with so many newcomers, Carolina needs more than Trimble to be the team leader and help familiarize the new guys with the program and the system. For that reason alone, the Tar Heels needed to pay Lubin whatever would have allowed him to keep his promise to return. I am happy for him for one reason. State does not play this season at the Smith Center, where the welcome would have been brutal. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.